Grateful Friday is tomorrow, so jump in on that today if you want to get in early and let us know little and big things that you're grateful for happening right now for you, 877-310-4MSJ, or join us other ways.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
It's the time of the year where moms and dads everywhere are figuring out summer plans. If you work in the summer and you've got to figure out things for the kids and you want that balance, you want them to have a summer and a break, but you want them to have experiences too. You need them to have experiences.
You don't want them sitting around the house all summer.
No. Man.
Those were the good old days.
That's what we used to do. We went to vacation Bible school once a summer.
We had
maybe
chores.
Twice.
Yeah.
Right.
We always thought that's what summer was for, sitting around doing a whole bunch of nothing.
But if you do that for kids today, they're online.
Yes, right. I know that.
You know, they're online. They're not outside running around like we did. So we've asked what you're doing. We like to hear from you about all of this. Lindsay says, I do Zoom memberships and take them to the movies a couple of times a week. You know, those movie programs, summer programs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like $2 for a movie that's 5 years old, but the kids, it's new to them. Or they want to see it again. God.
There are a lot there are museums and rec centers. There are a whole bunch of places that do that sort of thing. Libraries.
I want to crash one of those movies this summer.
Do what?
I don't know. Get a kid's pack of popcorn. Another day I take them to eat. We have a different activity to do. Beach trips. We visit cool places. I take them grocery shopping. This is a mom who's making life happen with the kids along. Okay. This is an email that came in from Sonia. Jody, a lot of parents are getting ready to send their kids to summer camp. As a camp worker, I have suggestions for packing and making sure your child's belongings come back home. Mm. Sam, you might like this. It sounds stressful to me. First, take a photo of every outfit, shirt, shoes, socks, towels, toothbrush, anything that needs to come back home. Put each outfit in a Ziploc bag with the picture. Also taped to the inside of their suitcase. When the child takes something off, he or she puts the dirty outfit in that bag. As a worker, this helps me at the end of the week as well.
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah.
That's a, you know, well, type A moms can do that.
Once you get the routine going, that's pretty easy to do, right? You just have to be in the habit.
Yeah. It's a great idea. Are the kids going to do it?
Yeah, you're going to lose all the pictures.
That's the big question.
I do it when we go on vacation. I take a picture of my suitcase.
You take a picture of how you pack the car.
Yes,
for
and the suitcase, yeah.
Thank you, Sonia and Lindsay.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50.
Coming up next, let's get ready for Halloween early along with Home Depot, shall we? We told you the other day that Home Depot has already sold out of those skeletons for their halfway to Halloween sale that they did in April.
Those 12-foot skeletons?
It's a 12-foot skeleton called Skelly. They named him, and you've seen him that's why it's in demand, because everybody's like, so-and-so has this, and I want it.
Well, when I saw the first one, it was a matter of weeks before I then saw them everywhere. Interesting to me that they did the halfway to Halloween sale.
It's actually smart. Pay attention in marketing. That's cool. And then they were also selling the 7-foot Skelly's dog. I don't like animal skeletons, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's a 3-pack of 5-foot skeletons also that they were selling. All of those sold out.
Now, 3-pack, that sounds appealing.
Yeah.
It only took a few hours for them to sell out of those, apparently. And then there was a 7-foot Frankenstein monster that also sold out.
Oh.
And so Home Depot's announcement this week has been, calm down, everybody. Yeah. No, not really. They didn't say that, but they said that they're going to do it again in the summer. So in the summer, they're going to, I guess, keep watching.
Yeah. And when as soon as they get the supply back in.
When the skeletons go on sale again.
Are the 12-foot skeletons still expensive? I'm assuming they are.
You ready? They range in price from $119 to $299.
Wow. A lot of money for something that's dead.
A lot of money. This is my thing with it. A lot of money for something that everybody's going to have it. If it's going to be
the thing is, if you're a decorator and that's your thing to decorate for every single holiday and you want to, there's certainly nothing wrong with doing that. I just don't know that I would spend that. Now, the 3-pack of 5-foot skeletons.
Yeah.
That's a band.
Spread those out.
We could actually put those in each chair in this room.
That's a basketball team. I know, Sam. I know you want those. That's true. Yeah. You could dress them up differently. If everybody on the block is going to have a, 12-foot skeleton, you got to at least do something innovative with yours. Otherwise, it's like every house having the same inflatable snowman at Christmas.
Yeah, you put the Murphy, Sam, and Jody out in front of them. Yeah. You sit them with microphones in the front yard.
You could put Chucks on yours.
Hey. There we go.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay.
But you're right, though. I mean, if you're one of the first ones to do it, that's when it was all, yeah, cool. Where do I get that? I've never seen it before. Now it's like, oh, yeah.
Everybody.
It's like the inflatables now.
I know. That's what I was just saying. You've got to be innovative with it. And we'll let you know, by the way, when Home Depot brings it again in the summer.
And when Murphy gets his.
Coming up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Why Taylor Swift will not be at the Met Gala. And what is the Met Gala about anyway?
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Dairy Queen.
So why is Taylor Swift not going to the Met Gala? And what is the Met Gala anyway? And for a I'm going to get you all set up. So the Met Gala is basically the fashion world's Super Bowl, if you will. Okay. Yeah. It is to raise money for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. I mean, it was like the first one was in the late 1940s. And now it's this big red carpet thing. It used to not even, there weren't even photographers there. You just went to raise money. Okay. Yeah. And now it's a big red carpet event. Here's some stuff to know. Well, first of all, why is Taylor Swift not going? It's invite only. You cannot buy a ticket to the Met Gala. You have to be invited by the Met.
Invite her?
No. They invited her. Oh, okay. She's been six times before. Travis Kelce's only been once before, and I'm sure he wishes that she was going this year. But she has work to do. She has a big, busy career.
Yeah.
And the Met Gala is Monday night. It's always the first Monday in May.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her first Paris show. Eras tour May the 9th. She has to get ready.
Yeah.
So she's a working girl is what's going on. They have ambassadors too, people who are on the board. And those people will be celebrated. And this year it's Zendaya and J-Lo, who's also been on the Met Gala carpet many times.
Okay.
But expect those ladies to look exceptional this year. It's all a fundraiser. You can watch the red carpet, though, Monday night on Vogue's live stream.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
In yesterday's After the Show podcast, you had asked Sam if we had encyclopedias growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And I know it surprised you guys that out in the country, my family, we had them. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, my mom and dad.
You had the whole alphabet?
Yes. We had all of them.
I think you made that joke in the podcast, Sam.
Bears repeating.
Know, right. Yeah,
guys had them too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just picture in the wonder the people that used to work for Encyclopedia Britannica or whatever, the moment that Google was a thing, are you sitting back in the chair going, guys, we've got to change our business model.
Yeah.
Something is not going to stick.
Internet will never work.
Anyway, listen, you pick on me and I get it, but I want to say this. Looking back on that now, I love that my parents did that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they could really afford it. I think they stretched to afford it, but they did it because...
Oh, that's why they sold them usually one book or a couple of books at a time.
I don't remember it being a one book or two book at a time thing. I think my parents bought half of them and then the other half showed up.
See, I don't remember that. I mean, when I learned the ABCs, it literally was A through C, and that was it for a while.
I just want to say, my dad, you're talking, we were a blue-collar... out in the country situation, okay? I literally did run barefoot most of my childhood. But they knew that they wanted, you know, good education for us.
Absolutely,
And so I just love that they did that for us. And it was like a sacred little spot in the living room on this old rickety shelf that we put those heavy books. And they were fantastic and pristine. And my dad had rules in place.
Oh.
You don't take that into your room with food. You're not going to be eating or drinking around an open encyclopedia because they were expensive and it's
that makes
special.
Sense. Yeah.
How often did y'all use them?
Well, I used them for book reports. And then when I was interested in something, I would, what do you think? One of the first things I looked at under the letter O. Mm. Owls. I love owls.
I thought you were going to say C for city. You know, you
I was going to go with J for jewelry.
Or maybe even T for tractor.
I didn't need to look up tractors. Thank you very much. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, if you had problems with Google yesterday, you were not alone. The site went down for a couple of hours, and that's difficult during a work day.
Yeah.
Or if you're just trying to look something up. So on the East and West Coast, they were the hardest hit trying to connect and search what was wrong with Google.
That's kind of hard when Google's down.
Google Drive was down, too, and giving many problems. Oh. Gmail was fine. Everything has been fixed, though, now. So back to work today.
Yeah.
Or play today. Number two, interest rates are staying high for now. We learned this yesterday. The Federal Reserve decided not to reduce interest rates this week. Hmm. So they will stay around 7%.
Yikes.
At least until summer. The highest that they have been in 23 years. Hmm. Talk about something that affects everything.
Oh, yeah.
And number three, the big licensing battle between Universal Music Group and TikTok is over. So what does that mean? Well, they've been feuding for months over royalties paid to artists on their on the platform, like Taylor Swift. Remember you couldn't post with her music? That was a big deal right now for many fans. They had pulled the music of Drake as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, pretty much all of it.
Lady Gaga, those are the big ones. So they have a new licensing agreement, the two companies. It brings the dispute to an end, so you can now post on TikTok along with those artists.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Join this conversation anytime. So many ways to do that, including online.
Social media connect.
From our Facebook and Instagram pages, and we shared there our After the Show podcast from the other day about your having to say goodbye, Murphy, to the Corvette, your dad's red 1966 Corvette. The decision
wasn't running, but you know, right. Which is part of the reasons. Like it didn't run for 40 years. Probably would have continued to do more of the same if we'd have kept it.
It looked good.
It wasn't the thing about it is, if you're just entering this, you know, story, this was a decision that you and your siblings made over the last 3 years.
Yeah, it was not a rushed decision.
It was not rushed. It was really well thought out, actually. Some of the comments, though, everybody's feeling really strongly about this. Stacy, don't do it. Jan, I would have bought this car. There's about 100. Oh, no, so sad. Geez, from Cheryl. Geez, that had to be a tough decision. Possibly my favorite thing that came in on our Facebook page in the comments is from Edward. Unfortunately, this is the path for all unrestored classics. Everyone wants to believe one day they will fix it up. Mm-hmm. But unless you're an enthusiast, the likelihood of it is it's not happening. Likelihood of it not happening grows at the same rate the dust on the top of it does.
Yeah.
They're also not financially a good investment, as the value is really only there if restored by a well-known restoration company. It's good you never got it running or you'd never get rid of it. LOL, ask me how I know.
That's
Edward,
funny, yeah.
That's a beautiful and correct thing to say. That's the thing. Everyone looks at it and says, it's so gorgeous. How could you ever let that go? But there is in our lives time and money.
Yeah.
And in Murphy's case,
well,
time and money.
The advice I would give anybody, you know, if you wind up in that situation, and it doesn't matter whether it's a car or it's something small.
Right.
You've got to let the emotion part go away first before you can make a really clear, good decision. And that's what we did. It was my dad's and we missed him. And, you know, so we did nothing. We were kind of paralyzed by it for a while.
Yes.
Then you just kind of work through it and realize, okay, pros, cons, draw the line down the middle of the sheet and make a decision.
Yeah. If you want to listen to the whole story and see pictures of it, it's the After the Show podcast from the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the full story is there, and you can see pictures of it on our Instagram and Facebook pages.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 7:50. And next, Sam has music news.
We'll let you know what 1986 Bon Jovi song is actually going up the charts again.
Yes.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Well, because of the Bon Jovi documentary that is on right now on Hulu and all the interviews and all the stuff to get ready for it, there is a Bon Jovi song from 86 that's back on the charts.
Yay!
This one here.
I knew it would be this one.
Now, it is now in the top 10 on Billboard's Hard Rock chart.
Right.
Okay.
Not on the regular chart, because, you know, the top 14 is Taylor Swift right now.
That's okay.
But still, I mean, it's in the top 10 again, because
I would like to see Runaway make a comeback as well, because Runaway is not as appreciate it as much as the other ones that we all know and love. But Runaway is just magic.
After watching the documentary, yeah, Runaway is something special.
It's magic.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm sure some more songs will wind up too in the coming weeks because
nice.
Everybody
feel
watching
good stuff.
This now. Okay. Moving on now. Guess who broke the record for 13 Tony nominations? Miss Alicia Keys.
Murphy's favorite.
Yeah. And Tony, by Tony, I mean Broadway. Yes. It's Hell's Kitchen, the Broadway musical inspired by her songs.
Totally.
It's telling her life story growing up in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Using her songs, and she even wrote new songs for it. Empire State of Mind's in there. Girl on Fire is in there. She spent like the past decade or so working on this.
No kidding.
And those 13 nominations are a record. Most nominations ever for any musical.
Well, she's going to have a good night coming up then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
Deserves it.
It's kind of cool, too. I don't know if you've been following American Idol this season, but Loretta Lynn's granddaughter is in the top 7 right now.
Yeah, when she auditioned, she was like, yeah, it's in my family. And they were like, well, who? And she was like, yeah, Loretta Lynn is my grandmother.
What? So this past week, each of the top contestants were given 3 songs to choose from by the judges. She was given, let me give you this. Emily Russell is her name,
mm-hmm.
the granddaughter. She was given Here You Come Again by Dolly, Suddenly I See by K.T. Tunstall, and Coal Miner's Daughter by Loretta.
Yes.
So she picked Grandma's song. Here
Yay.
It is.
I was born a coal miner's daughter.
Wow.
In a cabin on a hill in Butchrow.
That's so crazy. You can hear a little bit of Loretta in her, huh?
But it's also winning because of the story.
Yeah. So she'll be back this weekend to find out who makes the top 5.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
So imagine some of your favorite entertainment things, movies, TV shows, whatever it is, mm-hmm. where you could then, along with Airbnb, stay in iconic places. Airbnb is introducing an Icons program that will let you book a stay in famous locations.
Hmm.
Not just stay there. They offer sort of like unique experiences.
Like the house from Christmas Story?
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. There's another one. Carl's house from Up.
Hey, look, a dog.
Hi there. Ooh. My name is Doug.
That's a part of this one, of the Icons program. And you get to stay there. And there's all kinds of little experiences while you're there.
Wait, that was a cartoon house.
Still.
It's real somewhere?
I guess it was based on someone's real house. Or someone has Airbnb'd it up to make it look like Carl's. The mansion from X-Men going to be a part of it.
Oh.
Possibly the CEO of the program saying they're probably going to bring in Prince's Purple Rain house, like the house he grew up in that was in the movie.
Yeah.
There's apparently an experience in Italy at the Ferrari Museum where you can stay near it and then you take laps.
Sleep with the Ferraris?
On the racetrack. I don't think you sleep with them. Anyway, there are 11 icons. Launched now with more on the way. So think of where you stay being the experience in addition to wherever, you know, whatever you do. And they also say they plan to keep the cost down like $100 per person per night.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
We have a little marriage insight coming up. This should be good. What Murphy and Jody don't say to each other.
Earlier, we were sharing some of the feelings that everybody has and support for Murphy saying goodbye, choosing to say goodbye to the red Corvette that you and your sister and brother inherited from your dad, 1966 Corvette, that for 3 years you guys have tried to figure out what to do with it. And then you sold it.
Yeah, for anybody that doesn't know the story, it hasn't run in forever. It's typical of a classic car that was never restored.
Yeah.
And so it's sat. And so you finally have to just make the decision, okay, this is not who we are as much as we would love to. It's a super special thing. Time to move on.
Yeah. I bring it back up because there's a lot of love for you on our social media attached to that post. And it's so sweet, kind of sad. A lot of people don't understand why you would ever let go of something like that. And it's hard to explain unless it's in your garage, you know. But one of the comments was from Gary, who said, in other words, your wife said you couldn't keep it. And I just wanted to say, and I think there was an LOL at the end of that comment. So, ha, 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 Gary. But I want to say something. We don't have that kind of relationship.
No, we
you
don't.
Know it. Sam probably really even knows it. Not that you're in our marriage.
Yeah. I mean, I know you weren't happy with the giant giraffe lamp, but it was nothing you told him he couldn't bring in the house.
Never. There was stuff coming in. all for a year.
Yeah.
And there was never.
No, you never did that. Well,
I would never. You would never do it to me either. You'd never say, let me, allow me. We don't have that sort of relationship.
We don't have that sort of relationship. And you know why? Is because neither of us like to be talked to that way anyway.
Correct.
I've never been the type of person that likes that. To be told what to do, and you don't either.
No,
so.
I believe in personal freedom. Right, we just have danced that throughout our marriage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a long time ago, I was in a very serious relationship for a long time. And one day, I was told that I wasn't going to be allowed to do something by that person. Mm-hmm. And he just said it casually. And I knew inside of my brain, a switch went off. And it's like, this is over. Mm. That actually did happen.
Yeah.
And it, you know, anyway.
You know how I knew this? One of the first things was like, hey, Jody, you've got to get rid of those cats. The answer was no on that
one.
All those years ago, yeah.
Man, we made it through those cats. Thank you, Gary. Reach out to us anytime, Facebook or Instagram. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, the FDA is hoping to make us all healthier by changing, once again, labels on packaging of American food.
What are we putting now?
It's not what we're putting, it's where they're moving it. You know how the nutrition label is either on the back or on the side? You kind of have to look for it. They're talking about putting it front and center. Like, you cannot miss it. Hmm. And I'm thinking, that's beautiful. But, you know, food companies can't make us healthier. We have to do that ourselves.
Yeah. Doesn't matter where you
put it. It's about choices, right? Okay, number two, careful of anger. Cardiologists are warning that when you're angry, it constricts blood vessels in a way that raises your chances for a heart attack, and it lingers even after you have an outburst for like 40 minutes to an hour.
Makes sense.
It does. So work on your anger for your health. Hmm. And even if you're a young person with no history of heart disease, you're just as vulnerable to anger possibly causing a heart attack. And number three, Caitlin Clark's first WNBA game is sold out.
Oh.
Just so cool. It's not even a home game. It's the Indiana Fever.
And it's preseason.
Their preseason game on Friday in Dallas. It's going to be a packed crowd.
Wow.
They're calling it the Caitlin Effect. It's not just for her team, though. A lot of the WNBA games are already selling out in the preseason.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Walmart has something really big coming our way. A new brand called Better Goods. This is from Walmart. It's going to be their attempt to kind of take on Whole Foods and Trader
Target
Joe's.
Target, too.
Even Target with the Good and Gather.
Right.
Yeah. And this is kind of what it looks like.
Good and Gather.
Kind of looks like Good and Gather.
Are they replacing Great Value?
No, they are not.
Good
Here's
question.
It's the stuff that is going to be available in Better Goods, about 300 different items, most costing under
$5. Nice.
They should be in all stores by the end of the year.
Nice.
Three different categories mainly. Plant-based.
Yes.
Those with culinary flair, like one of them is rose raspberry jam.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's what culinary flair means.
Yeah.
And the
fancy
other,
food.
The other category is without certain additives, like gluten-free or antibiotic-free
Great.
Chicken. Those are the only three categories everything's going to be in.
Great.
Great Value is going to stay because that is the low-cost brand.
Yeah.
Sam's Choice is going to go away.
Oh.
Sam's Choice stuff is going to be blended into Great Value or Better Goods.
Okay.
Oh, that's smart.
Well, that's better than trying to keep track of three different things.
Yeah.
And what about Old Roy dog food? I'm joking. I don't know if they even make that anymore.
Well, you don't want to ask an Equate question either?
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that's right.
Equate.
The pharmaceutical
Equate is
brand.
Pharmaceutical, so that stays where it is.
Okay.
It's better
it's fascinating.
Good. Better Goods is just for this food. All
nice.
Right. Here's another new one. Jody, you're going to love this one.
Yes.
In fact, I may get you one for Christmas. Mm. McCormick has their first new spice in 5 years. Ground jalapeno pepper.
Oh, I
game changer.
I want that on
That's
everything.
Yeah. I would have thought, why was that not before?
I don't know, but it's a beautiful day to be alive.
Think of all the stuff you could sprinkle that on. I mean, not you, Murphy, but you know, Jody. I couldn't
I
handle
love jalapeno
this.
Flavor. But I actually like the actual pepper to eat them fresh.
Here's one, too. We've got a new Cheerios flavor only for a limited time. Peach mango.
Delish.
It's Sounds interesting.
No. Yeah, that sounds different. Wonder what the milk tastes like afterwards.
You know what? Peach and mango. Hey! Like.
And Sonic's got a new orange cloudsicle slush.
Mm.
It's like they put everything into this. You got an orange cloudsicle slush, vanilla on top. You got orange vanilla boba in the middle and
it's
on
happy.
The top.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just in time for summer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Food Dude.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, why you shouldn't tell your partner what to do. Murph, when we were talking earlier about what we don't do and we don't say to each other in our marriage, mm-hmm. it's the whole, you know, let you do things, allow you to do things. It works both ways. We don't tell each other what to do.
No, we don't do that. We don't talk as though we control each other.
No, and it's funny. It's an interesting topic to bring up because, I mean, obviously that's not healthy. But do you know that I grew up around a lot of adults that were that where that was at play?
Oh,
you
really?
Know, there were, you know, I don't let or she, you know, I don't let her do this. Or you would overhear this sort of stuff.
I've heard people talk like that, but even my parents didn't, you know, talk like that. My mom was in charge and my dad knew it.
Same here.
See, but even that, even when you hear. When you hear that, it feels weird and uncomfortable for a man to say, my wife won't let me do that.
My dad would have never said that. Right. My dad was agreeable and went along with it.
Anytime that's ever brought up, if you're around a couple and you see something like that happen, it's uncomfortable for everybody around because you can't say anything. But you want to go, what? You know, if you want to have a flower bed, you can have a flower bed. Or if you want to go, you know, out on a girl's evening, you should be able to go.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. It's just a weird thing. But the reason I brought it back up is because I didn't get to this because of Gary's comment, the reason that you chose to get rid of the Corvette.
No, he was tongue-in-cheek.
He was making the ha-ha, which means, you know, Jody said you couldn't keep it. Not the case. The thing about you is, and the thing about maybe you don't realize if you listen to the show, if Murphy wanted to keep that Corvette, we would have that Corvette. It would be up and running.
I'll go one step further.
What?
If you had opened your mouth and said, you need to get rid of that Corvette.
Oh, no.
There would be less of a chance of getting rid of it.
Sam, you do know him really,
his feet would
really
be
well.
Dug in That's even right. further.
That's right.
It's true. We just don't do that to each other. And it's a mutual respect.
It is a mutual respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although you have a mesmerizing effect on me. Just
okay,
saying.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What you're talking about, I think, is very much generational, though. I know that it still exists, but you know what I mean? It's really kind of an old school thing. I think back to even my grandparents didn't treat each other like that.
Younger people need to know if someone wants to tell you what to do and with your life, that's not healthy. Yeah. They support you or they don't.
Yeah.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Apparently, Ryan Gosling has done it again. He's brought his A game, proving he's not just Ken. Along with Emily Blunt, the movie opens today. It's an action comedy based on the 80s TV show called The Fall Guy.
I'm the director.
We're going to set this man on fire.
You're a stunt guy. We need to keep it super profesh.
Profesh is my middle name.
There he is. Okay, he plays Colt Seavers. Now, the director of this movie is actually a former stunt double. So this movie is kind of an action comedy ode to stuntmen and performers who kind of never get their due. So,
well, that's what The Fall Guy was.
Right,
he was a stuntman.
Right, but also a bounty hunter, I feel like. Anyway.
Why not? And a lawyer and a...
Colt is considered Hollywood's best stuntman in this movie. And there's this A-lister he's the stuntman for, played by Aaron Taylor Johnson. That's the actor who's up for the James Bond role.
Oh.
And then he's in this flirty relationship with the Emily Blunt character who works on the set, is a camera operator. So anyway, I just want you to know, the word is, the reviews are that Ryan Gosling really has done it again, shows that his true talent here. I'm thinking, wait till the end. There's probably outtakes.
Maybe some more Beavis and Butthead.
But there's a lot of stunts. It's an action comedy. He falls 12 stories. He gets thrown through glass and jumps through cars and stuff like that. PG-13 for The Fall Guy. And wait for it. Runtime of 2 hours and 5 minutes. Sam, have you watched any more of the Bon Jovi documentary?
Yeah, I watched episode 2.
Oh, what did you think? Are you going to keep up?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. Richie's in it now, and they've gone up through Slippery When Wet and New Jersey.
Yeah, the big ones.
They've blown up, and now they're all tired of each other, and catch it on episode 3.
You know, it's a good story, even if you didn't, you know, even if you weren't a child of the 80s.
I know, I can't believe I haven't started it again, because I'm going to play it again, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it again. I just, wanted to share some of the funniest comments we have. I posted about it the other night because after the weekend was over, it debuted on Friday. Right. I watched some Friday, some Saturday, some Sunday. And by Sunday night, I posted because I need to talk about it. Like, I wanted to talk about it, and you came through. So this is so cool. Graciela says, I've been a fan. What a great name. I've been a fan since I was 11 years old. I agree with you that it was a lot about his voice. I thought the second episode should have been the first. My bestie from childhood and I watched it together this weekend. Oh, that's so cute.
So why does she think the second episode should have been the first?
I think the first one is a lot of buildup to, you know,
first one
Jersey.
Lays the groundwork.
Okay. Right. Yeah. And so most people are more interested in when they made it.
Yeah.
So right. I saw the consolidated, like the Cliff Notes version, which was the interview
Strahan.
With Michael Strahan. And so when
they skipped over the intro that way.
And so was Runaway, the whole thing, that story was told in the second episode, not the first?
I don't remember.
That was the first episode.
I just binged it, so I don't remember. Michelle said, I loved it. I hate to even say this, but he is a little more arrogant than I expected.
Really?
Or he was, anyway. I still love him, though. I can see those little spots of arrogance.
I consider that confidence.
Well,
when he's talking about, if I had all the tools in my arsenal, I'm unbeatable.
Yeah, he knows that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess some people see that as arrogance. Yeah. There are times when he might dance a little bit arrogant and then other times just confident. He's a good person.
Yeah. I think that's probably an easy thing to do when you were a rock star and you have that many fans clamoring after you,
sure.
Concert after concert.
You can have that complex.
Yeah.
Correct. Nancy said she loved it. She knows that they're rock stars from New Jersey, but I was still surprised at how much John and David used the F word. Nancy, we love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime on Instagram or Facebook.